May I present to you the best story I've heard all day. Ladies and gentlemen, an Alabama grandmother packing a rifle held off a suspected car thief in her front yard until police got there.
It's the best story I have read in a long time.
Yes.
I typically just skim over stories like this,
yeah,
but I couldn't with this one.
75-year-old Marsha Black grabbed her gun when she saw the alleged car thief, who had been on the run for several hours, walk toward her front porch. He asked her if he could use the phone. When he got closer to the home, she fired a rifle in the air to stop his advance. Two of her four grandchildren were in the home at the time. Black called 911, waited for police to arrive. The suspect then took off, but was captured shortly after. He was arrested. He's being held on $6,000 bond. This is Marsha Black. And the guy's name, the young criminal, Cameron Powers. She came out of her front. This is Marsha Clark, right? Or Marsha Black, right here.
I walked out and said, "Could I help you?" He said, "Yes, ma'am. I'd like to use your phone." I mean, I was just calm as can be. I knew what I was doing. I was in control. I wanted to keep him at a distance. I didn't intend to kill him. I just wanted him to think that I would shoot him.
I didn't intend to kill him, but I just wanted him to think that I would kill him.
I, think that this lady is an inspiration to everyone, everywhere.
Correct.
And she makes me want to have a shotgun just so I can...
She had a rifle. Oh, yeah.
Just so if anyone decides to get weird walking up to my house,
yeah,
just so you know.
Here's more of Marsha
Black. I'm calm, cool, and collected, but take one more step, buddy.
Listen to this.
He wouldn't get down, so I shot in the air, and he realized I meant business, so he got out on his knees.
I cannot, in my mind, find one thing wrong with that. How anyone would...
I know.
This little grandma, two grandkids in the house.
Yeah.
Total violent creep walking up to your house.
Car thief. I mean,
whatever.
I know.
You're stealing cars. Who knows what else you're... And you're going to walk up to an old lady's house? Right. I don't know what else you're capable of.
Right. Right.
Don't be a criminal. Don't be weird. Don't come walking up to my house.
Is this...
I like her.
Is this or is this not the best thing you've heard all day?
The best.
I walked out and said, "Could I help you?" He said, "Yes, ma'am, I'd like to use your phone." I mean, I was just calm as can be. I knew what I was doing. I was in control. I wanted to keep him at a distance. I didn't intend to kill him. I just wanted him to think that I would shoot him.
Right.
And how did that story turn out?
Well,
no one was shot.
Right.
He didn't come in Granny's house.
Right.
No one was hurt on her end. Her grandkids safe as can be inside.
Right.
Buddy.
Basically, she went Captain Phillips on everybody.
I'm the captain now.
Right?
I love her.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the best story you're going to hear all day, Marsha Black.
He wouldn't get down, so I shot in the air, and he realized I meant business, so he got out on his knees.
I like how she's laughing.
So she kept him there? Or he took off?
Oh, yeah. Stay right there. Down on your knees right now. And then she yelled, "Grandkid, call 911.
And then the
cops are coming
came?
And it's with the sirens, and as soon as they get close, and the guy starts to take off, and they caught him right away. The guy was like, "I'm literally going to risk my life that the 75-year-old grandma can't hit me with the rifle, or she really isn't going to shoot at me, because I'm going to try to run from cops now."
Well, and when the police are there at that point,
I mean,
I think if it would have run in her direction, it could have been a different story, but
I
would have been on him.
If that guy had come towards the house, I have no doubt Marsha Black would have shot him.
And she would have had every right to.
Anyway.
Giving you a warning, you're still running towards me.
Right.
I'm a grandma.
Right.
We've seen how these stories end. If I wasn't doing what I'm doing right now,
yeah,
and I'm not going to end up like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best story you're going to hear all
Love
day.
Her.